Thank you.
And we'll close the public hearing. Our next public hearing is a conditional use number 1769, Thomas Kucharik.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a landscaping business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 41,244 square feet, more or less, lying north of Route 9, 262 feet west of Route 282, and being Lot 12 of Stamper Farms. For the benefit of the commission, I'm passing down copies of a survey of the property superimposed with a driveway and 24 by 24 garage intended for the business. And we have a couple agency comments. First comment being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report in reference to Route 9 from Delaware 5 at Harbison to the populated dairy farm. The department did not require a traffic impact study. The present level of service is level of service E and will not change as a result of this application. The department was advised that the intended use is for landscaping maintenance business. From the Sussex Conservation District, in the form of a memorandum and dated March 9th, we are advised that there are two soil types on this property that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, that there are no tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that it's not likely that there will be any required on-site drainage improvements. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph, an area soils map, a soil interpretation guide, and a report on prime and other important farmlands. From the Sussex Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we received a memo today. And reference to this application, they make reference that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. They acknowledge that an individual on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking an amendment would be required, that the proposed project is not in an area where Sussex County currently plans to provide sewer service, thereby a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John Ashman. Now, we received three letters. They're a form type letter from three different individuals. It makes reference that they are aware of the applicant and her sons, reference to the proposed location by address and parcel number. They're seeking approval for a conditional use to allow them to continue operation of their landscape business, that the family has discussed their situation and plans in relation to the conditional use. As a neighbor, I do not have any issue with them continuing to operate their business at the address referenced above. Please consider my support in regard to their conditional use application. And I can recognize one signature as being Debbie Porter, who also has a conditional use in close proximity to this application site. And gentlemen, that's all I have. I have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application? Yes, sir. Step right up. What's your name and address?
Yeah. My name's Tom Kucharik. I'm one of the applicants on there. We've been operating from there. It's just a two-man operation, my brother and myself, since 1994. I got my business license right over there. The road, and we don't get any deliveries. We don't have any, you know, it's pretty much I show up there. In fact, I lived there until 2000, until I got married, and they kicked me out. But I show up in the morning, pick up my brother, we go to work. That's about it. There's no mulch. If we need materials or anything, we go elsewhere for that. So that's really all I have to say about it. I mean, we received a letter from a violation. Date was on this, but there's a fence company next door. They have a conditional use. We don't have any trucks or anymore. That's all I have to say.
All right, sir. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And for your benefit, sir, the commission in conditional uses typically has the ability to place a variety of conditions or stipulations on applications for conditional use, and that's part of the advantage or disadvantage of having a conditional use or conditional use application. So with that in mind, some of the things that we typically address from the commission, if it's granted approval, are things such as the number of employees that might be working there, and I'm hearing you say two?
Well, myself, my brother. That's it.
That's two. You got it. No intentions to expand that?
No plans to expand that. Life is good.
Life is good. What are your normal hours of operation?
I'll arrive between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, and we're usually back by 3:30.
And is there any business conducted on this property other than the storage of equipment?
Yeah, there is no business conducted there. There are no client meetings or anything like that. All my business is conducted on site.
So the way you're contacted is by phone or mail? Okay. What about a sign? Are you looking to put a business sign up?
No. At this point, no. I mean, we may, and I guess, I don't know if that's through Del Don, but it would just be a minimal 911 address sign. I mean, just have some reflective numbers on the mailbox now, but we might want to put that there.
Because the ordinance, you know, does allow for a sign up to 32 square feet, so that's why we like to make it clear in terms of the applications what type of sign a person might be seeking.
Is there nothing flashing?
But you are interested in putting a non-lighted sign?
It's very small. Yeah, I mean, in the future, there's nothing. I mean, I'd like to have that option, you know, with everything within code or, you know, there's.
We don't take points off for you asking for something. You just might not get it. So if there's something you want, by all means, let us know, because it may not be a problem at all.
Well, a small sign, like a 32, that's 4x8. I mean, that's a big sign. I, you know, half that size would be more than adequate.
Okay. And where do you intend to store your equipment?
We have a 24x24 garage that we're keeping things now. But I would like to have the opportunity or option to put a smaller, similar size garage of the same architectural style in the back.
In the back.
Within setbacks and everything like that, if I need to, you know, store more equipment.
Because I have noticed over the years, you know, you're having been in operation since 94, that on occasions I've seen trailers and your big container for your chemicals and that sort of stuff that's been stored in the front. So your intention is to move those to the rear of the property?
Well, if we put them out of sight, yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I have no more questions at this point.
All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
No questions.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Do you get deliveries to the site of any raw materials, deliveries such as mulch, firewood, stone?
No.
No?
We bring things back, you know, if we have a little extra from the job, but most everything's delivered to the site, or we'll pick it up.
So you would not be conducting any retail sales of the aforementioned items?
No, sir.
That's the only question I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Lank?
Just to expand upon the hours, you said, I'll just go to the broad side. You said 7:30 to 8 to 3 to 3:30, just 7:30 to 3:30, basically. And what is that, 5 days a week, 6 days a week?
That's 5 days a week, yeah.
Monday through Friday.
Right.
That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Counts?
No questions.
Mr.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
And Counsel?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
All right, then. We thank you, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1769, Thomas Kacharik? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1769? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.